the people of Halton. By the people of Halton. This is Halton Community Radio.
And this is the Sunday Sports Show on Halton Community Radio, 92.3 FM. And I'd like to apologise. We are having trouble with the equipment today, so if it's affecting your listening, then I do apologise. We'll move on now to the second half of the Review of the Year for Runcorn Linnets. And dreams of a Wembley final were not dashed when Runcorn Linnets were knocked out of the FA Cup, as Sunday the 7th of September saw the Linnets start their FA Vars campaign against Steve Wilkes' old club Paddyham. A thrilling end-to-end encounter saw Runcorn win 4-3 after extra time, the score after 90 minutes being 3-3. 2 weeks later in the same tournament, Runcorn beat Baycup Borough 4-0 in the next round. The reward for this was being drawn away to a strong team, Main Road, on Saturday the 4th of October. This game saw Runcorn Linnets turn around a half-time score of 2-0 to Main Road, finishing 3-3 after 90 minutes. No goals were forthcoming in extra time, so a replay was scheduled for Wednesday the 8th of October. Another thrilling encounter saw Runcorn win 2-1 after extra time, all three goals coming in the 30 minutes of extra time due to a goalless 90 to start with. Alsager Town were due to be Runcorn Linnets' next opponents in this exciting tournament, and on this occasion penalties were needed to separate the two teams after 240 minutes of play still left them deadlocked. The first match away at Alsager on the 15th of November saw the teams finish 1-1 after 90 minutes with no further goals coming in the extra time period. The replay at Wincham Park on the 19th of November again saw the teams finishing 1-1 after 90 minutes. Runcorn fell behind 2-1 early on in extra time, but it wasn't long before Michael Morrison put the Linnets back level. The penalty shootout saw all five Linnets players convert their spot kicks, Alsager being unfortunate enough to have their second shot come back off the crossbar. This set up an away tie against AFC Fylde. AFC Fylde won the FA Vars last season under the name of Kirkham and Wesham, and as they were top in the North West Counties Premier Division, were likely to retain that title according to many sources. The big day came on the 6th of December, and the hosts put on a large marquee to accommodate the large number of Runcorn fans who travelled to watch the match. AFC Fylde also had the FA Vars on display in the marquee for fans to take their photo with the trophy. An early lead from a Michael Morrison header gave the Runcorn fans hope of an upset, but this proved to be not enough as AFC Fylde played better as the game went on, eventually running out 4-1 winners. The new year sees Runcorn in 12th position in the league table, with little chance of promotion. However, the squad is being constantly strengthened by Steve Wilkes, in particular the arrival of Doctor Who sound-alike Tom Baker, Melford Knight, Paul Crew and Clive Brown, Wes Brown's brother, have excited the fans. Boxing Day saw Runcorn Linnets at home against Formby in their final game for 2008. The game finished 2-1 to Formby, with entertainment supplied by the Warrington Starlights cheerleader squad. This game could be Robbie Holcroft's final appearance in goal for the Linnets, as he has decided to take a break from football for a while. Good luck to new signing Paul Forrester as his replacement. In my opinion, Robbie is a hard act to follow. And since its launch in March, the ground fund has already secured £75,000 to help move the club to Runcorn, including a deal with a national brewery for the clubhouse. Key meetings with the FA have been scheduled for early next year, and everyone at Halton Community Radio wishes Runcorn Linnets all the best for 2009.
Halton's radio station, run by the people, for the people. This is Halton Community Radio.